Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hey listeners, well I'm here again today at Breastmasters and I'm here with Dr. Mark Hannah-Carey, who's a specialist plastic surgeon based in Western Australia at the Western Australian Plastic Surgery Centre. And we're going to have a bit of a chat about the continuous learning and the things that, no matter how much you know, the extra things that you can learn by attending conferences like this and just kind of see, well, why he comes to them. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Nice to be with you, Trish.
Thank you. So tell me, give me a bit of a rundown, like, why do you come to this and what have you actually found from it? Like, give us a bit of a, you know, what's it all about?
These meetings are really good to firstly validate that what each practitioner is doing is reasonable, but also as busy plastic surgeons, we often get very caught up in what we're doing. We're all working sort of long hours every day and doing the same sort of things, and often we don't get a chance to sit back and ask ourselves, is there any other way of doing it? So a good thing about these meetings is just having a look and having a discussion with other like-minded surgeons and seeing what they're doing with certain problems and just questioning whether or not there's something that you can do different to modify your own practice, which might improve patient outcomes. So rather than just continue on in autopilot all the time doing the same thing over and over again, it's always good to just take a little break, step back and say, is there another better way that we could do things?
Yeah, and one thing I saw is, just from listening to the sessions, because I only listen to it as a consumer, but just the fact that, you know, what might have worked, actually what probably still does work from 5 or 10 years ago, is there's actually better ways and better outcomes to get if you kind of maybe change a thing or two. Would that be right?
Yeah, it's not only new techniques, but there's also new technology, and often you're not aware of that new technology unless you go out and look for it. And so you're quite right. Over the last 10 to 15 years, there's been changes in the surgical procedures in terms of the technical aspects of the surgical procedures. We know a lot more about risks and how to mitigate those risks. And also there's always new technologies, new types of products that can be integrated into your standard practice and also just new sort of patient information opportunities and patient education opportunities that others might be using that can augment and improve your outcomes.
Yeah, and also because I'm in the eastern side of Australia, you're in the western side of Australia, but of course the internet makes it all, you know, one big cohesive thing. But I've just been noticing lately that there's a whole lot more. Like you seem to me to be a whole lot busier than you've ever been over in Western Australia, and I think you're doing more of the aesthetic procedures than I've ever seen you do. Can you tell us a little bit about your practice, how that's kind of changed over the last, you know, few years? Because there has been a difference, hasn't there? Or is it just my imagination? Or you're doing more?
Look, I think all practitioners go through an evolution during their careers, and obviously, for the first 10 years or so as a consultant plastic surgeon, you're experimenting and exploring what works for you and what sort of procedures interest you. But you're also gaining a lot of experience and a lot of confidence. So at my stage, I've been in practice for over 15 years now. And at my stage, I'm quite confident with all of the procedures and very confident with all the procedures that I do and not afraid to take on new things and to explore new things and to take on more difficult and challenging cases that perhaps I would have not taken on earlier on in my career. So I guess that it increases the spectrum of procedures that I do, as well as that it takes a while to build up a reputation. And I'm at the stage now where I think I've built a reputation where a lot of my patients are coming from word of mouth and from a client base that has grown steadily over the last few years, and is sort of self-feeding now. So you're right, my cosmetic practice has grown significantly over the last 2 to 3 years and continues to grow, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. In one of our groups, there's one particular person who'd had a procedure with you, and where she'd based her decision is the fact that she was actually a nurse in the system, and she, I don't even know if you know that fact because I don't think she'd actually told you that, and she'd actually had a big discussion with other nurses, and she'd actually come up with the fact that you were going to be the guy that she was going to go and see. I suppose you'd probably even know how people pick you most of the time, do you?
I don't specifically ask. Perhaps I should. But I actually I do have a lot of nurses as my patients, and it doesn't surprise me that that's happened. There is certainly a lot of word of mouth, especially in a place like Perth, and nurses are the best people that get an opportunity to see surgeons in action, not just their technical skills, but also what they're like as a person. And some surgeons can benefit from that, and other surgeons, whether they like it or not, don't. And fortunately, I've been one of those who's been able to benefit from that.
Well, that's awesome. So do you still practice at all in the public system? Like, do you have any public work at all, or you're purely private practice now?
Well, for the last 12 months, I haven't been in public practice in Perth, but around 20% of my practice is based in regional Western Australia, in a little place called Albany, which has a population of around 40,000 people, and I'm the only public hospital plastic surgeon down there, or have been in down there for the last 12 years. So about 20% of my practice is public in regional Western Australia, and the other 80% is purely private in Perth.
Yeah, right. And I do know that you do a bit of charity work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I think charity work's probably one of the most rewarding parts of my practice, and for around 15 years I've been involved with a cleft lip and palate charity in Perth, and at the moment I'm expanding and broadening that exposure to join. I'm going to join Interplast and another organisation that does cleft lip and palate work overseas, and I think for me it's a real personal reward to be able to share the skills that I've accumulated over the last 20 years of my career in helping those who don't have access to that sort of treatment overseas. And it for me it just it validates the skills and the training that I've had in a way that that the surgery that I do in Australia can't possibly achieve.
Yeah, I really love that, because I know that not everybody does, but I just love the fact that you commit a certain percentage of your time or your life where you could be hanging out with your family, hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your kids, to do stuff that is just emotionally rewarding. So much respect to you for that one.
Thanks very much, Trish. Appreciate
it. No worries. Well, thanks for joining us today. And listeners, look, if you're in Western Australia and you're looking for a plastic surgeon, definitely, you know, check out Dr. Mark Hanna-Carey. You can Google him. You can check him out on the Plastic Surgery Hub website, or otherwise just drop us an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au and we'll send you through his details. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Trish.
The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner, and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.